天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，欢迎大家继续收听今天的天路导向节目，我是节目主持人小环。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，你是否有过意志消沉的时候呢？是否会常常觉得说活下去，唉，是真的没有任何的意思？即使常常祷告，即使花尽力气去弥补那些自己做错的事情，可是依旧会觉得生活为什么是如此的力不从心呢？好，那今天呢，麦克牧师就会带领我们来学习当意志消沉的时候应当如何去做的第一个功课。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，那就让我们预备心，一起来领受从神而来的讯息吧。
Hello, listening friends. We are delighted that you are able to be with us today.
亲爱的朋友，你好，很高兴你今天能听这个节目。
Have you ever found yourself in a state of emotional depression?
请问你曾经陷入情绪的低潮吗？
Have you ever been alone, beginning to ask yourself, what is life all about?
你曾经因寂寞而自己问自己，生命有什么意义吗？
Have you ever found yourself emotionally discouraged and depressed, seeing no way out of your predicament?
你曾经消沉沮丧，觉得自己走投无路吗？
Have you ever felt that your world is falling apart?
你是否觉得自己所处的世界已支离破碎了吗？
Have you ever felt that the walls are closing in on you?
你是否感到四面受敌，被重重围困吗？
Well, you are not alone.
其实并非只有你一个人会这样。
Now, I'm not a psychiatrist, and I cannot explain these things in medical terms.
我不是心理医生，不能用医学专门术语来说明。
But I know enough from the Word of God to know the following.
但神的话足以使我明白。
First of all,
首先
emotional depression is real.
情绪低沉是真实的。
There are different forms of depression.
有好多种不同形式的忧郁症。
There is clinical depression that needs medical attention.
有需要药物治疗的忧郁症。
There is a psychological depression.
有心理方面的忧郁症。
There is a physical depression.
也有生理方面的忧郁症。
There is a depression that is caused by chemical imbalance and needs medical treatment.
有些忧郁症是因为体内化学成分不平衡引起的，需要药物的治疗。
There is depression that has psychological causes.
有些忧郁症是心理因素引起的。
There's a depression that has physical causes.
有些忧郁症是生理因素引起的。
Depression can start in many ways.
忧郁症初期有几种现象。
Depression usually begins with self-protection.
通常从自我保护开始。
This is how it happens.
情形是这样的。
When you get deeply hurt in some way,
当你在某方面深深受伤，
someone who may have failed you,
有人令你失望，
or a big plan that collapsed,
或是一项重大的计划失败了，
or perhaps you feel that you have failed yourself,
或者你对自己失望，
if you have not been trained in your early days to knowHow to take your hurts to the great physician.
如果从小都没有人教导你如何将你的伤痛带到耶稣那位大医生那里，
You will pull into yourself and retreat from the realities of life.
你就会退缩到自我的世界里逃避现实。
And that is why we need to teach our children how to deal with life's disappointments.
所以我们应该教导子女如何面对人生的挫折。
We must not try to shelter them.
千万不要过分地保护他们。
They need to know where to go when they face those difficult times.
他们需要学习在困境中寻找出路。
Because at the point of your hurt, you feel that you are only safe with yourself.
当我们身处伤痛时，只有在自我里面才感得到安全。
You don't feel safe with others.
别人都不能给予安全感。
And you will see this happening here with this great man of God, Elijah.
我们从伟大的神人以利亚身上就看见了这情形。
And the second step is this.
而第二个阶段呢？
After isolation and retreat, self-pity follows.
紧接着自我封闭和退缩之后的就是自怜。
At that point, you begin to think that you are the only human being on the face of the earth who is hurting.
到了一个地步，你认为全世界只有你一个人在受苦。
That no one understands you.
没有人理解你。
Nobody else hurts like you do.
没有人像你这样受伤。
And this leads to the third step.
跟着第三个阶段。
Which is self-punishment.
就是自我惩罚。
Let me summarize this again.
让我再复述一次。
First, you pull into yourself to protect yourself by withdrawing.
首先你会自我退缩来保护自己。
Secondly,
第二。
You pity yourself because you feel isolated.
你因自己与世隔离而自怜。
Finally,
最后。
You begin punishing yourself.
你开始自责。
You become the judge and the jury and condemn yourself to a life of self-inflicted pain.
你成为自己的审判官和陪审团，定自己的罪，使自己陷入一生的痛苦中。
Why?
为什么呢？
To atone for whatever wrongs you imagine that you have done.
为了弥补你自以为犯的错误。
And right at that point, you're going to have a visitor.
这时，有一个不速之客会来找你。
He is an unwelcome visitor.
他是一个不受欢迎的客人。
But he is sitting there on the side watching you.
但他一直冷眼旁观。
He is waiting, and this is his moment.
他就是等这个机会。
It is right here when Satan enters the picture.
撒旦就此闯入了。
Don't ever forget that the Bible said that Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
别忘了，圣经称撒旦是控诉弟兄的。
He loves to remind you of your past sins.
他喜欢重提你过去的罪。
He loves to remind you of your past mistakes.
他喜欢提醒你从前的过犯。
He loves to remind you of your past failures.
他喜欢提醒你过去的失败。
Even those embarrassing moments from 50 or 60 years ago that has already been covered by the blood.
甚至五六十年前那些不光彩的往事，其实早已被基督的宝血遮盖掉了。
And each of these reminders make you feel worse.
然而旧事重提使你感到很难过。
Today we find Elijah who soared from victory to victory now in the grips of defeat and depression.
今天我们看到以利亚在连连得胜后竟陷入挫败和沮丧中。
When we left Elijah in 1 Kings 18:46,
列王记上18章46节记载以利亚。
He had to run a 14-mile marathon on Mount Carmel.
从加密山奔了14英里的马拉松。
He ran faster than horses.
他跑得比马还快。
He had supernatural power that God gave him.
神赐给了他超然的力量。
In fact, when you read 1 Kings 18:46, it does not prepare you for 1 Kings 19:3.
事实上，当你读《列王记上》18章46节时，绝对无法想象19章第3节将要发生的事。
In just three little verses, You see Elijah going from someone who ran with supernatural human power to someone who is running for life.
在短短三节经文里，以利亚从一个飞毛腿超人变成为亡命之徒。
When he got to Beersheba,
当他到了别士巴，
which is about 100 miles south,
大约在加密山以南100英里左右。
He left his servant behind,
他留下他的仆人，
and went on a day's journey into the desert.
独自在旷野里走了一天。
And there he sat under the juniper tree.
坐在一棵罗藤树下。
Put his head between his knees and said,
他把头埋在两膝之间说，
God kill me, I am no better than my ancestors.
神啊，杀了我吧。我比不上我的祖先们。
The moment wicked Jezebel heard what happened to her precious prophets of Baal, she became enraged.
当邪恶的皇后耶洗别听到她心爱的巴利先知们的下场时，勃然大怒。
Probably her lips were quivering.
很可能她气得嘴唇颤动。
Her hands were shaking.
双手发抖。
And she swore by her gods.
他指着他的神赌咒，
who turned out to be useless anyway,
这些神根本不灵，
that she is going to put a contract on Elijah's life.
但他发誓要追讨以利亚的性命。
Let me stop here and tell you something that is as real as I'm speaking to you right now.
现在让我告诉你一件非常真实的事。
When you get a victory from the hand of the Lord,
当神让你得胜之后，
Satan becomes furious.
撒旦就会十分恼怒。
So he immediately uses somebody else.
他就会利用别人。
Whether that person is a member of your family,
无论是你的家人，
or a friend,
或者朋友，
or even a church member,
甚至教会里的一份子。
Satan uses that person to come and steal your joy and your victory.
撒旦利用这个人专门来破坏你的喜乐和胜利。
The thing that poisons your joy will always be a small or a minor thing in comparison to the great victory that God has given you.
使你的喜乐中毒变质的，往往是一些小事，绝比不上神所赐的伟大胜利。
1 King 19:3 says,
列王记上19章第三节说，
Elijah was afraid.
以利亚感到惧怕。
He had not been afraid when he confronted Ahab.
当他面对亚哈王时，他毫无畏惧。
He had not been afraid on Mount Carmel in front of 850 prophets of Baal and Ashtaroth.
他在加密山上面对850个巴利和亚舍拉的先知时，并不惧怕。
He had not been afraid in Zarephath, the very heart of Baal worshipping Gentile world.
当他在撒勒法那个敬拜巴利的异教中心时，也没有惧怕。
But now,
但现在，
he's afraid of Jezebel and he runs to Beersheba.
他害怕耶洗别，于是逃到别士巴。
There he even divests himself of the only human companionship that he had.
他甚至留下他唯一的同伴。
And he went alone.
而独自离开。
Most ancient tradition says that his servant, the same one who sought the cloud 7 times.
根据多数传统的说法，这位同伴就是以利亚的仆人，7次被差去观看海上是否有云出现的那位。
It's the same one who is the son of the widow of Zarephath.
据说他就是撒勒法寡妇的儿子。
The boy that Elijah raised from the dead some time ago.
也就是不久前以利亚使他从死里复活的那个孩子。
Well, you say, can it get worse than being afraid of Jezebel?
你可能会问，还有什么比害怕耶洗别更糟的事吗？
Yes, it gets worse.
有的。
Let me put 1 Kings 19:4 in my own words.
让我用现代的说法来读《列王记上》19章4节。
Elijah gets out into the desert where it was 130 degrees in the shade and says, Okay, Lord, kill me and kill me now.
以利亚独自来到130华氏度的酷热的沙漠里，对神说，主啊，就在这里把我杀了吧。
You say, wait a minute, this is a great man of God.
你说，慢着，他不是伟大的神人吗？
But I want you to remember that he was not the only man of God who requested death.
但让我告诉你，他不是唯一求死的神人。
In the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verse 15,
在民数记十一章十五节里，
after putting up with people's murmuring and complaining and criticizing and bad-mouthing him, Moses said the following.
当摩西饱受百姓的怨言、批评和辱骂之后，他说，
God, I would rather you kill me.
神啊，我情愿你杀了我吧。
In Jonah, chapter 4, verse 3 and 8,
在约拿书第四章三到八节，
Jonah, after he preached and had great victory in Nineveh, said the following to God.
当约拿在尼尼微城讲完信息，获得伟大的胜利后，他对神说，
If you are that good with the wicked people of Assyria, be good to me and kill me.
既然你对亚述帝国那些邪恶的人民那么慈悲，也对我发发慈悲，把我杀了吧。
If you have never been in this situation, I want you to take note because sooner or later you may come to that situation.
如果你从未遇到这种情况，请记住，迟早你都会遇到的。
I want to give you some lessons that work for me in those moments of despondency.
我愿意和你分享在最沮丧时我学到的教训。
I will give you the first lesson today and the second one in our next broadcast.
今天和你谈第一个功课，下次节目里再和你谈第二个功课。
First,
第一，
Never act after a victory without a word from the Lord.
在一场胜利之后，仍然需要神话语的指引。
If you look at verse 3,
如果你看第三节，
You will find something uncharacteristic of Elijah.
你会发现以利亚没有照着他的惯例而行。
If you have been looking closely at his life with me,
如果你跟着我来查考以利亚的生平，
you will pick up on this very quickly.
你也会立刻察觉。
Do you know what it is?
你知道那是什么吗？
Well, if you go back to chapter 17, verse 2,
让我们来看《列王记上》十七章第二节。
You're going to read the following word.
那儿这么说的。
The word of the Lord came to Elijah and said, Leave here, turn eastward, and hide in Kereth Ravine.
耶和华的话临到以利亚说，你离开这里往东去，藏在约旦河东边的基利西旁。
At the word of God, he left Ahab and went to Kereth.
于是以利亚就照着神的吩咐离开亚哈到基利西去。
Look at verse 8 of chapter 17.
请看十七章第八节。
The word of the Lord came to him, Go at once to Zarephath.
耶和华的话临到他说，你起身往西顿的撒勒法去。
And he left the brook Kereth in the wilderness and went to Zarephath to live with the widow and her son.
他就离开基利西到撒勒法去，和那个寡妇和他的儿子同住。
Now look at verse 1 of chapter 18.
再看十八章第一节。
After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
过了许久，到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚说。
Now can you see it now?
现在你注意到了吗？
Elijah was a man whose movements and messages were ordered by God.
以利亚的行动和传讲的信息都来自神的指示。
However,
然而，
when you look at 19:3,
当你读十九章第三节，
what is missing here is going to hit you between the eyes.
很明显的，缺少了些东西。
There was no word from the Lord.
那儿没有神的话语领导。
And when there is no word from the Lord, there is fear and running away.
当缺乏神的话时，就只有害怕和逃跑。
In other words, Elijah got blindsided here.
换句话说，以利亚在这里太鲁莽了。
And the first lesson is this.
所以第一个功课就是
Do not make a major decision without a word from the Lord.
在做重大决定时，不能没有神话语的指引。
Particularly after a great spiritual victory.
尤其在一场伟大的属灵胜利之后。
Let me ask you this.
让我问你。
Have you ever been blindsided?
你曾经鲁莽过吗？
You receive this letter or that phone call or that confrontation that you were not expecting?
你意外地接到一封信或一个电话或无理的挑衅。
And you would rather not have received it.
你很想回避。
What you need to do is wait for a word from the Lord.
你应该等候神的话。
Do not respond immediately.
不要太冲动。
Sometimes you don't need to respond at all.
有的时候根本不需要加以理会的。
Because running ahead of the Lord will get you into trouble.
因为跑在神前头反而会使你惹上麻烦。
Not waiting for the Lord will get you into trouble.
不耐心等候神就会自找麻烦。
Let our prayer today include, Lord, teach me to wait for you.
愿我们今天的祷告就是主啊，教导我等候你。
In our next broadcast, we will see the second lesson about what to do in moments of despondency.
下一次节目我们要谈谈在灰心消沉的时候第二个功课。
And we will see what happened to Elijah.
我们也要看看以利亚的遭遇。
Although he was trapped in the bosom of depression,
虽然他深陷忧郁的低谷，
the Lord will deliver him.
神必要解救他。
Until we meet next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大的赐福给你，下次节目再会。
感谢麦克牧师的分享和安详的翻译。是啊，我们要等候神，尤其是在身处巨大的痛苦与悲伤之中，我们更要耐心地来等候神。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，若现在的你觉得生命暗淡无光，认为完全没有活下去的意义与动力，那就来到神的面前吧，向他祷告，向他倾诉，向他支取力量。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，愿今天的信息能够帮到你，也愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
的爱